This is the KRFY Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. And I'm Susie Perez, one of your hosts, and Chris Bessler's with me. Hi, Chris, again.
Hey, Susie.
We're back in the studio. And we have another guest. We're very excited. This is Owen Marcus. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
And we're happy to have you here. We're here because the Sandpoint Men's Group is hosting a movie. But really, we want to hear a little bit about the Sandpoint Men's Group. We've had you in before. You were here when your book came out called Grow Up, and then also when the Sandpoint Men's Group had a movie out called About Men. And tell us a little bit about, you're one of the founders of the Sandpoint Men's Group. Tell us a little bit about the group and why it's important and what it does.
The group evolved out of a good 10 years prior me being in men's groups, and I wanted to create a new model for a men's group, something that really developed a brotherhood. And as men, we don't have brotherhood. And in this culture, maybe we had it when we were boys or in college or maybe the military, but as adult men, don't have brotherhood. And we need that. And it turns out that's how we learn to be emotional as men, which is different than how women are emotional. And so as men go through this process of being in the group and maybe our trainings, their relationships change because they start to learn skills that they never had models for.
Learning skills from each other through the group?
Exactly. Learning skills from each other. Because what happens is that it's as if our buried in our genome, which is 99.9% the same as it was in the tribe 10,000 years ago, we activate that dormant instinct of what it is to be a man. And so in these brotherhoods or these groups, men start teaching each other, not in a didactical way, but in an experiential way, just through communication. We start modeling, showing, questioning, supporting, challenging, acknowledging, and honoring each other for these new, which are really old, masculine emotional skills.
So emotional skills, not physical, chop wood, carry water kind of stuff. But being together, you learn from each other.
We learn from each other, and we support each other. And as adult men in this country, we don't really have a support system. We don't have a brotherhood. And we need it, and we need it to be a little different than how women have it.
Well, how you made an interesting comment that men experience emotion differently or express emotion differently than women. How would you describe the difference?
One of the differences is that first we feel it differently, and we wouldn't think this, but as men we tend to feel our emotions more in our bodies, even though as bodies we tend to be tighter than women. But as men start to really express their emotions, they start to want to take action, they want to move. And so a woman will just sit there and express, and they do it naturally. And we think, and we've been trained, because the model of a masculine emotional intelligence is sort of skewed towards the feminine, so we believe that that's how we should do it as men. But when we get men in these groups, they start to learn that, hey, you know, as men, we do it a little differently. And once they find our natural groove, they start doing it. And I have five MQ skills, or masculine emotional intelligence skills. And one of them is assertive vulnerability, which is the ability to be vulnerable. And we all know that that's a necessary skill for relationships and probably a successful life. But as men, we have to learn how to be assertive as we're being vulnerable. And that's really unique for men.
When you say vulnerable, is that like being open and willing to risk in a certain way?
Yeah, it means being open and vulnerable, maybe empathetic, but particularly it means being willing to first experience your own emotions and accept them for what they are. Then start to be able to share them and allow yourself to be impacted by other people, men and women or kids, and share that impact.
And you have found that through the men's group, Sandpoint Men's Group, and it's been going on for 10 years.
10 years.
That men coming together in these groups, and I know there's more than one because they've expanded so much, you've so much interest, from some even mundane things, you're finding these skills.
Yeah, it's not that, you know, we study this. I mean, I have, but really most of it really comes from just the interaction where men start being vulnerable. They start being authentic. And one of the unique things about a men's group is you take the other variables away, say women, relationships, kids, and you just put men together, all different ages, all different backgrounds, and they just start being real. And one of the things that really surprised me was how much fun that we have. Because we think about, you know, going to a men's group and being emotional is like the worst thing that we could ever do. Well, actually, you know, what keeps these men in, and we got men that have been in there from the beginning 10 years ago, is because it's fun. You know, in the beginning, it might be more, it's not therapy, but therapeutic in the sense that we might have a problem in a relationship and we need some support. But men turn that around usually in 6 months, and they stay in for all these years because it's like their team sport, and they enjoy playing this sport, and they keep becoming more and more proficient at this skill or this sport, and it starts to generalize throughout their whole life.
So what's the format of a get-together for the men's group?
So it's every Wednesday for 4 hours we meet, and around town in different houses or offices. And we have a simple protocol, which is pretty obvious, like confidentiality. You come up and come on time. You don't drink before you come. And we just sit in a circle and we just follow this simple protocol where we just do a quick check-in. And then we start sharing what's happening, mainly in that moment, but maybe also based on what's been happening in that previous week. And each guy might choose an issue he wants to work on. And then we work on it. And how we work on it varies on what that issue is and what the man wants to do.
Are there other men's groups? I mean, this isn't just in Sandpoint. If men have come to this evolutionary point where there is a need for something that supports them in this way, it's all over it's in other places too.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't the first to create men's groups. There's a growing network of men's groups through different organizations like the Mankind Project, and we're going out there and training men. A month ago, we were in Chicago teaching a group that are these professors and deans at the University of Chicago that we were at the previous year doing the initial training, and this year we were doing the advanced training, because these men, like other men around the world, are saying, look, something's missing in our life. And these are bright men, and they realize that we're not going to be able to get that in the normal course of life. So we need to get together on a regular basis and teach each other these skills and also have some fun.
So, Owen, are you attracting a certain type of guys to this? Do they tend to be professionals? Are you getting blue-collar workers? Or what types of guys are coming?
Pretty much every type of guy in Sandpoint. We have men now that are in their late teens to mid-60s. Probably the biggest common denominator is business owners. And I've always found that those guys tend to be the most innovative and proactive. But beyond that, all different educations, all different kinds of economic backgrounds. And these are men that, yeah, maybe initially they use the opportunity, the excuse of having a problem in their life, often around a relationship, but they have the courage and the foresight to say, look, you know, I want more out of life, and I'm willing to do something about this. And this group, which is free, has a history of helping.
I want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Owen Marcus. He's the Sandpoint Men's Group founder, and you're listening to the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. Owen, you have a film coming into town called The Mask You Live In, and it's coming on April 18th. Tell us about that.
This film was just released at Sundance a month ago, and it's an amazing film about what boys and really men struggle with in terms of our emotional mask. And in other words, what we're expected to be like as a boy and as a man. And this has been that emotional water we've been swimming in for not just decades, but centuries. And this film really starts to deconstruct that model and challenges us as a culture to look at that and really look at what we're doing to particularly our boys and how we set them up for failure.
Now, this was produced by the Representation Project, or on behalf of the Representation Project. What is that organization?
That was started and run by a woman Jennifer, that did a film on girls a couple years ago. It was a huge success. And she has a young boy and realized, you know, these boys are really struggling. And in some ways, they're struggling more than these girls are. And so she's decided to start her own project or, you know, sub-project around studying boys and then turned it into a film and it got released at Sundance. And now her nonprofit is out there supporting communities and schools to show this film so we can start to really become aware of how we limited ourselves with this model of what it is to be a man, particularly around our emotions.
I can see the value of a film like that for even teachers in schools.
And parents, both genders.
Absolutely.
The moms probably would be very interested in this film as well, because it is about raising men, right? Raising boys to be men.
Right. And in this white man culture, we assume that, you know, being a white man is a privilege. And it is. And we've assumed that. We also have not really been aware of the cost that we play. And the cost is these masks that we wear. And they've really put us in these boxes. And we want to change what that is for boys and for men. And in the group, we work on the men. And our experience is we change how men relate to themselves around emotions and really everyone else emotionally. We change how they impact and model for the boys.
Having a son myself, I'm very happy that there's emphasis being moved towards seeing how men are in our society and giving support to being a true human, and not having the masks be who you are. So that's appreciative. Anything more about the film? You've seen it, I'm sure. And it's playing at the Panada?
It's playing at the Panada. The doors open at 6 o'clock on the 18th. I'm going to actually do a little talk about the group, about masculine emotional intelligence, and really the journey of the last 10,000 years and the impact on men and consequently boys, and what we certainly experience as a solution to this problem that the film talks about. It'll be a silent auction because we've got a tremendous support from the community and a lot of businesses. And so they volunteered to auction off some of their services and products to help us. And we'll show the film. And then after the film, we'll answer questions. Because when we showed the film a year ago about men, which is a documentary about our men's group, we stayed an hour after and we had to push people out because there was such interest, not only from men, but from women and even young men and young women about what we did as a group. So we expect that there'll be even more interest in this film.
Oh, and if people want to get in touch with you to either learn more about the film or about Sandpoint Men's Group, what's a good way for them to do that?
They can go to the Sandpoint Men's Group's website, which is sandpointmensgroup.com, and they can they're welcome to call me at 265-8440, and we'll do what we can to support you in getting to the film and bringing your family and friends, and we're supporting the local schools in showing the film themselves.
Oh, the films will be shown at some of the schools too?
We're working on that. Yeah. The producer's working on a, you might say, a G version of the film, because this film is, I wouldn't know if it's R, but there's some swearing in it because it's about these kids and their experience of being stuck in this mass. So it's not a PG-rated film. The producer's coming out with a film that will be appropriate for the schools.
For the schools. Okay.
Oh, that would be helpful. I really appreciate that you came in to tell us about the film and the Sandpoint Men's Group.
And we will have more information about the film and the showing with the date, times, and details for contact on the KFY.org website, as well as in the Sandpoint Online calendars.
And there'll be a podcast. Is that what you just said? I wasn't listening.
No, what? You weren't listening.
I was thinking about this board here.
I was just mentioning that we're going to have details available online on our own website, KFY.org.
Thank you. Yeah. And so again, thank you, Owen, for coming in and for the work that you're doing here in our community.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to hear a song here. This is the Beatles, Got to Get You Into My Life. This was released on this day in 1966.